It's an opportunity to highlight our Indigenous and local artists. I think more importantly, like Ben Salter, just songwriters that I respect and I feel deserve a lot more gratitude and things. So yeah, I think it's a chance to really switch off from the mainstream stuff and just, you know, tune into what we have, because what we have is amazing.
What makes it amazing and unique, do you think, Australian music?
The honesty, and there's lots of folk tales as well. Mm. You know, your Paul Kelly and all that kind of stuff, and Tim Rogers. But it's shifting too, in the sense that there's so much Indigenous music, like Alice Skye or Thelma Plum. Even being an alternative acoustic folk kind of songwriter, Thelma Plum's album is just blows me away. I love it. It's, I mean, it's pop music in a way, but it's, love the songs, love the lyrics, you know. So it's a perfect opportunity to dive into stuff like that that, you know, you wouldn't usually hear on mainstream radio.
As someone who's in the industry, do you listen to a lot of it, or is it hard because you don't want, like, to overwhelm yourself and get sick of music, especially Australian music?
Yeah. I think growing up, I was right into a lot of English stuff, and now I just feel, now that I'm a part of that circuit, so to speak, I'm always picking up stuff from people that I see and other songwriters and live gigs. I think that's where it really happens. I think that's where you can find some real honest, down-to-earth songwriting that not other people have or not other people have heard of. And that's kind of cool. Next thing you know, you've got a favourite album in the car or whatever on your playlist, and away you go.
Because it can be really hard to find new Australian music, especially because it's not always highlighted on, say, the streaming apps, and there's so much choice. Do you think live gigs is, you know, our introduction to so many new people, especially in the Hunter?
That's how I like to roll, to be honest. It's like, I made a rule a long time ago. Oh, yes, I've heard of this artist, or people tell me, oh, they're amazing, go and check them out. Mm. And that's, I leave it at that. I don't really hop on and play anything. I just go to the gig first, see them for what they are and what they do, and then, you know, I'll buy something and take it home, and it's kind of like becomes a bit of a memento as well as an experience. So.
Wait, so you actually have CDs? You still have CDs?
Yeah, I still, I know, it's crazy, right? I just, to be honest, I refuse to pay for streaming because of it's, I guess, in a way, it's punch in the face to independent artists. So I refuse to pay for that, and if it's a CD or I can download it, I just like the old school of just having an album in the car and just driving along and listening it from track one to track 12, you know, right way through, because you discover something different every time. A good album should do that, I reckon.
That's a challenge, though, in the modern industry, especially someone putting out your own music. How do you balance streaming with something like vinyl that's having a bit of a revival as well? Like, do you have to be everywhere?
Yeah, definitely. have to be everywhere. But that's okay. I haven't done vinyl before, actually. So this new album, I'm highly considering it. It'll be on its platforms, but like I've done in the past, maybe there's something on a CD or an album that you can add that isn't on streaming. So therefore, maybe add it to the collection and it's something different.
You are playing us one of your original songs. Tell us a little bit about what you're about to play.
I chose this one as a bit of an introduction to the album. I've only been playing it live a few times. The song Ella was inspired by a local author, Nick Milligan, who wrote a short story. And it's from a sibling's perspective of a girl going missing. Unfortunately, there's been some children going missing. So I kind of felt that this song really hits home from the sibling and the family's perspective. So Ella's an interesting, deep and heartfelt song, I hope.
Just wondering how long you've been gone. Still see your shadow down a side street line. I can't ignore your smiling face pacing through my brain as I walk on down to the local break. Oh, Father, don't know where she went that day. Oh, Mother, what else can I say? long has it been since your birthday choir? 1001 day went swift and dire. I miss that wit hidden in your eyes, dark and shy, blue and sleek like the ocean tide. Oh, Father, don't know where she went that day. Oh, Mother, look of rain upon your face. Do you really think she was willing to run from here? Oh, Ella, why did you disappear?
ABC Newcastle, you are listening to Saturday Breakfast. We're hearing from Dave Wells. That was him playing his song Ella on this Oz Music Month. You mentioned the album. I know that you recorded it through like little periods of able to being in different places and in the studio and that sort of stuff. Where's it all up to, Dave?
It's been a long journey. And like I was thinking on the way here, we've gone full circle because we were talking a while ago now. Producer in Byron, Nick DiDio, heard that interview and heard me singing a couple of songs from the last album and shot me an email and said, hey, let's have a coffee. Yeah, that's been a bit of a whirlwind ever since. It's probably one of the greatest, well, if not, creative experiences I've had. A year later, we went into the studio in between these lockdowns and things like that. And I was very lucky to meet Bernard Fanning and he lent me a couple of acoustic guitars to record with.
No way!
Yes way! So I was just right, and I was in awe. I was a bit starstruck, but we had a good chat, and it was a great experience. And working with Nick was amazing. I just want to go back and do it again, to be honest. So, yeah, I thank you and the ABC for your support because it wouldn't have happened. And on that note, I think being an independent artist, I've got a great workplace that support me as well. So. Mm-hmm. Bit of a shout out to Maitland Public School because they're like, Dave, go and do the interview. Next thing you know, I'm in Byron working with Nick DiDio. It's quite surreal, but when you've got that support, it can happen.
So when do we hear you playing Bernard Fanning's guitars?
Well, I can say that all the audio bits and pieces are done and dusted. It's just a matter of me getting out of this pandemic rut and back into gear, you know. So. Next year, I've got some shows booked next year and I'll aim for another single. We were fortunate enough to get Hey Mate, so that's been good. And now I've just got to get myself back into gear and release it next year. So,
what's proving challenging about pulling yourself out of the pandemic rut?
Well, I think the downside for me was just the business side of it. Independent artists or any artist, these days you're pretty much running a business. You know, it's website to paid gigs and paying musicians and things like that. So I think the music biz side of it, I kind of let it go, so to speak, just dropped it and went, righto. On the positive, I've done lots of writing and written lots of new songs. So I feel like I want to get back into the studio. Yeah. I know it sounds strange to say. I don't really want to go and gig. I just want to get back in the studio because I love it. And I just love that process. So, yeah, it's had its ups and downs, but I'm very grateful. Mm. I'm just glad that it worked out and it'll come together.
You mentioned teaching. How do you now balance that with music when things start up again?
Well, we'll see because I've only just started. But I'm enjoying it and, you know, working with kids, it keeps you grounded. It gives you perspective.
What are you excited for as we go into a new year, as we come out of lockdown, as hopefully we don't see live music paused again?
Yeah, true. Looking forward to, well, this coming in and talking to you and performing songs is definitely a great start. Off the blocks, that's for sure. I'm looking forward to getting back out there with the band more than anything, catching up with all the friends and followers and listeners. And, you know, after a while, you just sort of become one big family, you know. So it'd be good to see them again and play some music for them. That's a good start for me, I think. I'll start there, start local and then see what unfolds, you know.
We also set you the challenge of covering an Australian song of your choice. What did you decide?
I went with Ben Salter's Back Yourself. It was a single off. He just pumps out albums every 5 minutes, this guy. I can't keep up with him. He's amazing. Anyway, he's a good friend. And Back Yourself, I think for me personally, is what I really needed to hear and play live to kind of remind myself that, you know, to be grateful and just have a go, just keep moving forward. It's a very deep song. You'll get a lot out of it, but that's what I got out of it.
Well, everybody wants to know the underfire, the mortal glow, recognition, recognizance, and will one ever be oneself again? A 12 of beneficiaries, super gliding indelicately. Name withheld, aged withheld. Will I ever be with I again? Now we're returning to the fold. And I am learning to uphold my lower jaw to wrench it shut, 'cause there's just so much that I cannot control. Johnny at Vodgard and see the world. I know you don't believe a single word, but I am drinking to your health. Pull yourself together. What if I never acquire objects of adolescent desire? An apartment in the city, any apartment, any city. Once I professed to believe, but now I think that I can truly see. People just keep falling off the shelf. Pull yourself together.